Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is
Jordan,
Jesse, go!
Bicycles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks, Solomon, Brandy, Raggedy Andy, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, home free.
This week, the world is falling apart at the seams. What happens to a donk, deferred, and much, much more terrifying information? Let's go.
It's Jordan, Jesse, go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan.
Yes.
Has the world gone mad?
Well, yeah, clearly.
It's insanity out there in the streets.
Yeah.
Babies are making babies.
Touch football. Touch football, people.
Flag football, for that matter.
I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah,
holy
people.
Shit, it's worse than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever happened to patriotism, Jordan? What happened to having a man in an army hat carry around a flag?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Maybe they've forgotten about a little statue of George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Exactly.
Why don't people remember that statue?
Exactly.
If they did, they wouldn't be playing flag football, I can tell you that much.
How about this?
What?
How about a visit to Monticello for the flag?
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit-ass flag. My point here, Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't think... You know, our friend Brian back in Business Lane?
Sure.
I think he can explain what's going on in the world better than we can.
Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Brian back in Business Lane. I was walking down the street, and a fucking pigeon just flew into my leg. What the hell is happening?
See what I mean, Jordan?
Wow.
Do you see what I mean?
Man, when they stop fearing man, that's when things have really gone to shit.
Jordan, Jesus Christ himself gave us dominion over the beasts of the land and sea.
Yeah, I remember. Apparently that pigeon hasn't read his Bible.
Yeah, exactly. Riddle me this.
Try to crack open the King James there, Hootie.
When I was a baby pigeon, they taught me to read using a Bible.
Yeah.
Now they probably, you know what they probably learned to read on?
My Simon Has Two Daddies.
I was going to guess a book by Keith Olbermann, but yes, the same sort of general...
Sure.
Yeah,
liberal,
I think
conservative
same,
situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear. I don't think it's even worth saving. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hmm. Oh,
everything.
You're saying just nuke the whole fucking lot of them?
Yeah, let them nuke themselves.
Yeah.
They've got nukes. Little kids have nukes now.
Sure.
Atomic warheads. I've seen it.
It's what an iPhone is.
Exactly. Exactly! Second generation?
Mm-hmm.
3G?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Touchscreen my ass.
Yeah, that's Swahili code for atomic blast.
The Africans are coming to get us, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about. At the end of the day, you have to look to the container ships. Who's on the container ships? Africans. Where are they coming to? They're coming to get us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying here, Jordan?
Man.
Have I made myself clear?
No, this is, I mean, I feel like this is all just making sense for the first time. It was right in front of my goddamn face, but
Jordan,
I couldn't see it.
I'm talking about...
Because I was too clouded by all the...
Media misrepresentations.
Sure.
I'm talking about...
By Mr. Keith Olbermann. Oh my God. Shit. This is intense.
Jordan, I'm talking about collusion between the solar energy lobby...
Wow.
Zero Halliburton brand luggage. That's
Hold
the
on.
Kind... The metallic kind.
Can we throw chemtrails in there?
Absolutely. There's chemtrails everywhere.
I know.
I'm talking about, you know who I blame for the chemtrails?
Who?
Goebbels.
Yeah. It's mainly their fault.
Now, I'll grant you, in this case, most of these assertions have a lot of evidence behind them. This Goebbels thing is purely a hunch. But Jordan...
But how often are your hunches wrong?
That's probably not a good
rare,
way to
look. Well,
no, they're typically wrong, but
sure.
But in this
you're
case,
you're due though. You're due.
Exactly. My hunch is due. the chemtrails come from the Goebbels. The Goebbels belong to the Africans. The Africans are riding the container ships. And who's their master? Mr. Keith Olbermann.
God, man. Just because that countdown is so funny, we all don't see it, you know?
Exactly.
The countdown is so consistently funny, we just don't.
Because he's a gifted
humorist.
See the
kind of nefarious leanings that he has.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got that lesbian friend on the TV. You know what I'm talking about, Jordan?
No.
It's a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Bill Matlock, I think, is her name.
He'll play a viral video on TV.
Yeah, exactly, Jordan.
That's not the place for a viral vid.
Jordan.
What?
We have a show to do, so we better pull it together.
Yeah. When do you want to start the show?
Well, let's start it as soon as we play this little song.
Okay.
Jordan Jesse Go, I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan?
Yes.
Head down, eyes closed.
All right.
Keep it focused.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying here, Jordan?
Why do I have to close my eyes?
It's less fun if I explain it to you.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Something's going to hit you in the face. Don't freak out.
Yeah, sure. It's going to hit you in the face.
Mm. Oh, gross. I just got it.
Okay. Jordan?
Yes.
A lot of people have been asking me donk-related questions.
Sure.
I seriously get, Jordan, 1, 3, 2 donk emails every week.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying here, Jordan?
Is there room in your inbox anymore?
I hereby...
Is there room in your Excite.com inbox?
Jordan.
What?
Number one, I'm not on Excite.com. I use
Jesse Thorne at Excite.com, right?
It's Jesse Thorne at MyCokeRewards.com.
Do they have email addresses?
Yeah, you have no idea how many fucking 2-liter bottles of Coke I had to drink email address.
Wow. Well.
Seriously. I wish that I knew that you get double points for Coke Zeros.
Yeah, you found that out a little too late.
Yeah, I know.
And you get negative points for Cherry Coke.
I gained 45 pounds, especially given how much I love Cherry Coke. It was really a long road to hoe.
You could have only gained 43 pounds.
Jordan,
what?
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Do you think that if you have an outlet, if thousands of people are listening to what you're saying...
Mm-hmm.
Taking your words to heart, putting @ and then your Twitter name, and then sending a little message on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you have a responsibility to not just entertain, but also engage that audience in activism, in social endeavors, get people connected to their communities and the important issues of the day?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely correct. Good. Jordan. Look at us here. I'm going to give us as an example. We're two guys,
sure,
26 and 27 years old.
Respectively.
I don't know
if it's respectively.
We're financially just fine.
Sure.
We have white privilege, of course.
Ooh, that's nice. I haven't thought about that in a while.
I know. You gotta unpack your knapsack every once in a while.
You know
what I'm saying?
Man, this is nice. I can have any job I want.
Exactly. You can get on if you're on trial, you can know that most of the people on the jury are going to look like you.
Mm-hmm.
You would not believe. You should unpack this every so often. Just unpack that knapsack of white privilege.
Great. Why doesn't everybody do this?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand about, that. Black guy running for president. But that's another whole other thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole other
thing. Don't get me started.
I mean, then it's on to terrorists.
I mean, he seems nice
Middle
enough,
East.
But...
Yeah, I don't trust him. No, I don't trust him past the end of my nose, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's got divided loyalties, ethnically speaking.
Yeah. Same reason I don't trust Tiger Woods.
Exactly. Well, that and Tiger Woods has done some horrible things to your family.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go into that because there's legal ramifications.
Yeah, it's okay. Pending. There's a court case pending.
Jordan.
Yes.
Focus here. Head down, eyes closed. We're talking about... We're talking
Grab
about...
Grab your ankles.
We're talking about activism
sure.
here, Jordan. So we're on the same wavelength here when I say that it's not just a good option for us to activize, I will say, activize our listenership. It's also incumbent upon us. It's our moral responsibility to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that.
We need to protest the National Parks Service.
Well, Jesse, the National Park Service has been nothing but kind to us.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah.
You're claiming that's baloney.
All my experiences, my 12 or 13 dozen experiences with a member of the National Park Service have been, with a few exceptions, pretty positive.
Hey, tell that to America's favorite bear, Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
What do you think that guy thinks of the National Park Service?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess he has a thing with it, but you know what? He's just, that guy doesn't care about anything.
Jordan! You
know? That is a religious-less bear.
Jordan!
What?
Tell that to the donks.
Oh my gosh. Has there been some sort of donk ban placed?
Jordan.
What?
There are outrages and then there are outrages. You see what I'm saying? In one,
right.
Just for the
capital
benefit of the listener.
Capital O, outrages.
Capital O-U-T-R-A-G-E-S.
Yeah.
All caps.
Outrageous.
Like an email from your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. So we had a donk vendor lined up for our wedding.
So I guess, do we just to reset this for a second for people who may not have listened to the donk episode, Jesse, in order to make his upcoming wedding, a little bit more novel, wants to rent out...
And adorable.
Sure. Wants to rent out donks, which are tiny donkeys, and minis, which are mini horses... to hang around the reception.
Exactly. They're the most adorable creatures. Donks are more adorable than minis, but minis are still pretty cute.
Sure.
We've got a listener on the forum who's been posting. She's got a donk and a mini at her farm in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Minnesota. And she's been posting some pictures. I think her name is Kay Fury, if I'm remembering correctly.
Sure.
They're beautiful creatures, adorable creatures. You just want to give them a big hug is the situation, Jordan.
Okay.
So I've been wanting to have some donks at my wedding. That's been my contribution to the wedding.
Right.
Teresa's in charge of...
Flowers, guests...
Etc.
I
was like,
wedding.
Don't worry, honey, I'll take care of the donks.
Okay.
So,
and then she said, what's a dog?
Yeah, and then I explained it and she was on board.
Okay.
Absolutely on board. No, that's not true. I didn't have to explain it to her. I talk about donks a lot.
Sure.
That's just the facts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Jordan? That's just the facts. So we found a donk vendor, but that donk vendor is too far away. So this is what we did, Jordan, because persistence is the key to success. We sent an email via Teresa's friend Jessica, who's a horse enthusiast, to the San Francisco Bay Area Horse Club email list. And guess what? The Horse Club email list came through in spades because we found a new donk vendor.
Wow.
But wait, Jordan.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like where this is going.
There's a dark side to this presidential candidate.
Wow.
The United States Parks Service.
Power through here, man. There's no judgment.
The U.S. Parks Service, who apparently are in charge of Fort Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the decommissioned naval ship that you can visit at Fort Mason was in charge of Fort Mason, but I guess the Parks Service...
An inanimate object was in charge.
Well, the officers on board, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they have a crew. It's a naval ship.
Yeah, but I mean, it's inactive, so...
Jordan,
I guess there's some basic upkeep, like cleanliness and stuff.
Let's say a man with those flat butt and flap crotch pants...
Okay.
...and one of those little white hats told you what to do at Fort Mason. Would you do what he said?
Do the clothes fit him?
Jordan!
Or does he look like he
Jordan,
knocked someone out and stole
Jordan!
Them? Probably.
head down, eyes closed. Let's focus in on this here.
Okay.
You do what he said, because he runs the place.
Sure.
It turns out that a sniveling park ranger, now I've not seen this man, but I presume him to be sniveling.
Sure.
Has certain quote-unquote health code and liability issues, WRT, with regard to donkage.
Hmm. So the concern is that maybe donks are filthy. They have a lot of diseases, and maybe they'll just kind of shit without regard to, you know,
they do.
Anything.
And number one, they do not have a lot of diseases. And what diseases they do have are most likely donk diseases and not man diseases. Sure. So I can understand the concern if we had, in addition to the performing donks, invited donks as guests who are then going to eat the tacos that we are serving at the wedding. You see what I'm saying here, Jordan?
Right.
However, we have not invited any donks as guests because they are a lesser form of life.
Sure.
More adorable, but fundamentally less significant. Again, God gave man dominion over beasts of land and sea.
Right.
You see what I'm saying here, Jordan?
I know.
The prophet Isaiah once said that donks were to men as Paula Abdul is to Madonna.
So they probably just thought he was speaking in tongues back then.
Yeah, well, he probably was.
Sure, it just happens that maybe works out to make a little bit of sense.
I mean, you should look at the book of the prophet Isaiah's writings. If you can pick out one sentence in there that makes sense and it can have very context.
That's it.
That's the one, really. So anyway, I'm trying to think about what I can do in my life to protest the National Park Service. I'm going to start with this. For the rest of this calendar year, 2008, I hereby pledge not to visit Yellowstone National Park.
Whoa, really? Are you sure? Are you prepared for that? Or are you just, you're just blowing smoke, right?
If I do visit, I'll have Teresa pay for one person while I hide in the trunk.
Wow. You're not fucking around.
And if I see any bears, I'm just going to give them my picnic basket.
Wow. What you should do is you should pack two picnic baskets, one for you guys and one for the bear.
How about this? I'm going to pack two picnic baskets, one for the bear, one for another second bear that I see later.
Wow. That's going to just eradicate years of conditioning they had to put those bears through not to steal picnic baskets.
Jordan,
it's just going to erase all their conditioning.
Jordan,
hmm.
Listen to me. Celebrity pastor Rick Warren may have given man dominion over the beasts, but that does not mean
in
that it is the national
1998 sermon. Sorry.
You thought you had something there, Jordan.
I was going to say like Christ-tacular or something like that.
Yeah. That was early in his career when he was still building up his celebrity pastor following.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is what I want to do.
Sure.
We've got this listener base, 4,000 listeners out there. I need to come up with some innovative ideas to protest the National Park Service in their disgusting anti-donk policies.
Are you prepared to chain yourself to something?
Absolutely.
Okay,
what is
for
it?
How long?
Like a burger?
Nah. I mean, nothing you could eat.
An In-N-Out burger.
Like the In-N-Out burger, the restaurant or the sandwich?
The sandwich, animal style.
Hmm.
Double-double animal style. I will chain myself to a double-double animal style until the entire sandwich is gone.
So like 4 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
How's the National Park Service going to get wind of this?
I'll notify them.
By postcard or
Twitter?
Email?
Twitter. Probably Twitter.
Yeah. You think they have a Twitter account just for the entire National Park Service as a whole?
At NPS. I said, at NPS, just so you know. No, that's going to be too long.
Yeah. You have
what
a
about
character
this?
Limitation here.
At NPS, I'm chained to a burger. Because you have to keep it short for Twitter because there's not that many letters in it.
How are they going to read that and realize that it's in protest to the donk policy?
What else would I be protesting? Everybody loves national parks.
Do they know who you are?
Well, yeah, they said I couldn't bring donks on.
Yeah. Well, you know, they probably have that on file somewhere. They probably have to file every...
It's a national organization. It's like the Smithsonian.
What if you wrap the donks in plastic?
Like a shrink wrap?
Yeah, like a shrink wrap or a bubble wrap. Or like a hamster ball. Do they have a donk ball?
I have a better idea.
Hmm.
Hey, did you ever do the exercise where you put Vaseline on your face and then you lay the strips of gauze bandage dipped in plaster of Paris on there, and then you make a mask of your face, and then you can decorate it with however you want.
Did you call this an exercise?
Yeah, have you ever done this like in a
like
something you do
arts
in
and crafts
something
exercise.
You do in a class in summer camp?
No, never mind. Yeah, I did do that. I think I did that in third grade.
Right, so I would do that with the donks. You have to put straws in their nostrils
so they don't suffocate.
Yeah, well, you don't want them to suffocate.
So they're just
going to
walk around in giant casts.
They can't walk, Jordan.
Why don't you just make the casts and put the casts out?
It's not very cute.
Seems comparably cute.
No, donks are really cute.
Right.
A cast of a donk's not that cute unless you
So basically
drew
all that's
maybe if
separating.
You drew a really good if do you know any really good artists? Maybe if a really good artist drew a really cute picture of a donk on the side of the cast.
Yeah. But I mean, basically, the only way you'd be able to tell if it was a donk, or, you know, a donk wrapped, or the only way you'd be able to tell if it was a donk wrapped in plaster or a plaster cast of a donk would be the two straws sticking out.
Right, which is the cutest part of the whole thing.
Why don't you just put the straws in the plaster casts?
Jordan, I'm not the National Park Service. I'm not duplicitous.
Yeah, you're right.
I've got some values.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand Christ's laws. You see what I'm saying here, Jordan? Mm-hmm. I mean, get serious for a minute.
I will. Sorry. Sorry, I was being blasphemous.
I forgive you this time.
Wow.
This time.
Your forgiveness is tenuous.
Jordan?
Just like Christ's. What?
We have 1 month. This is going to be a month of nightmares for the National Park Service.
So you're calling full-scale war.
This is a jihad, if you will.
Wow.
Now, just so you know, Jordan, a lot of people think jihad always means holy war. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They think that jihad always means holy war, means terrorism.
But they can be a civic war.
That's not true. In this case,
civic office.
It's a war of protests against the National Park Service, which is a secondary definition.
Sure.
Tertiary definition.
Made-up definition.
Right. Made-up definition. Absolutely. So, I'm throwing it out there. That's what we have a community for, Jordan.
Yeah.
That's what the community is for. I think we're going to get... What about this? Each listener, we have thousands of listeners. Each one of our thousands of listeners makes 1,000 paper cranes, but writes donk on them so they know that they represent... Each one represents a donk.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Why not a paper donk?
You string them. There's no such thing.
Okay.
You string them together with a wire. Mm-hmm. I'd probably use a fine piano wire.
Sure.
Like for
a
strength.
Fishing line?
It's got really... Yeah, fishing line would be great. Like a deep sea fishing line. Something with a lot of strength.
Sure.
You're looking for tensile strength. And then you've got... So you've got thousands of paper cranes with donk written on them so they know it represents donk. Then... Here's the pièce de résistance, Jordan.
Yeah.
You put straws in the nostrils, wrap them up in plaster of Paris, send them on their way.
So, okay. So, let's say a listener
right.
who
say Cracksworth.
Sure, for instance.
For
Wade
example.
World.
Yeah, say Wade. Let's say Wade Word was listening. Yeah.
What if they see a member of the... What if they see a park ranger? Like, you know, in line at Starbucks or, you know, whatever, somewhere in line for the post office, some place you might see someone.
Right.
So are you saying, I'm guessing violence is probably what you would prefer, some sort of just kind of outburst of violence?
Jordan, I would prefer violence, but I think that my responsibility here ultimately is to approach this in the spirit of... In the same spirit, the donks would approach it. So In answer to your question, maybe, well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are there any vending machines with petting zoo chow in them around in this scenario?
I mean,
is it a good grocery store like a Gelson's, or is it a lower end grocery store like a Lucky's?
Are there grocery stores with food pellets?
I think a better one will have some food pellets for the petting zoo. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Just for the sake of argument, yeah. Let's say this is happening at a Gelson's or a
Bristol
Farms or something.
That's great news. And you know what else is really good?
Yeah.
Just a nice jar of cornichons. You know those little tiny. It's like the little pickles.
I prefer quince.
Okay. Fine. No, that's great. If you have an idea, 206-9844-FUN is the number to call. JJGo@MaximumFun.org.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in just a second. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
My wedding is fast approaching, Jordan.
Sure.
We've dealt with donkage. That's one of the big issues that's come up for me.
Thoroughly.
However, each of us have one additional issue that needs to be aired, needs to get a little fresh air, see where the sunshine leads us.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
We're in some kind of cave.
Right. Yeah, so we need some fresh air. Watch out for bears.
Sure.
Here's mine. No member of my family seems to be interested in coming to my wedding.
You exaggerate that, of course. Your mom and
my mother's coming to my wedding. Sure. My father's coming to my wedding. My stepmother's coming to my wedding. My two younger brothers are coming to my wedding. My dad's cousin, Bob Holder, is coming to my wedding.
Oh, BH, awesome.
I
hear that dude will fucking pull a quarter right out of your ear.
I think that my lesbian aunts from Oakland are coming, but they haven't RSVP'd.
Okay.
That's
a long way. Was that half an hour? An hour?
Yeah, well, it depends on traffic. I mean, in certain traffic conditions, it can be an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to want to listen to the traffic report before they make a decision.
Yeah.
You don't want to commit to anything you're not prepared to follow through with.
Oh, absolutely. And
if you hear there's some sort of SIG alert, you don't want to go.
Yeah, you want to watch out for SIG alerts. Because that means you're in Southern California.
Yeah. I've lived here my whole life, basically, and been listening to commercial radio where you get a traffic report all my life, and I still don't know what a SIG alert is.
I have no idea what a SIG alert is. I feel like it's something that just some guy named, like, some traffic guy named like Honky Choppers just made up one day because there wasn't enough shit in his traffic report.
Yeah.
And it's stuck, but only in Southern California.
SIG alert.
I don't know. I don't know about SIG alerts, Jordan. Here's a list of people that's not coming. My mom's two sisters who live in the East Coast.
Honky Chopper.
Yeah, Honky Chopper fucking refuses to come.
Just because he's not real.
My lone...
Jesus Christ, what a dick.
My lone surviving grandparent, my grandmother, is not coming.
Why is your grandparent not coming?
She's old. She's okay. She's fine.
Can't make the journey from the old country.
She could make the journey, but she chooses not to. But it's not an outrageous choice.
Okay.
My aunt on my father's side. My cousins on my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins on my mother's side. The only other person that's coming that isn't directly related to me and living there, except for my dad's cousin, Bob Holder, is my stepmother's brother, Thomas, is coming.
Mm.
Do you think they don't approve of my wedding?
Yeah. I don't know. Have you just not done a lot to endear yourself to them over the years?
I mean, they live 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. Like, my cousins on my father's side, I went to their weddings.
Sure. Did you sulk the whole time? Did you have a puss on?
No, I didn't have a puss on.
I bet you had a puss on.
I did not have a puss on, Jordan.
Oh, I don't know. I can just see you there sulking like a little rain cloud.
Does having a puss on mean
I don't
sulking?
Like the music. There's too much shrimp here. Why do they have Sierra Mist and not Sprite? That's you. That's an impression of you at a wedding.
You didn't get the voice right, but the...
No, I got the voice exactly right.
That was a pretty good impression.
Thank you.
I think it's really going to come out when people hear it in their earphones, you know, because then they can hear me.
Yeah, well, you got to have a nice set of like Skull Candy earphones if you want to hear that. Right?
When
just on a car stereo, it's not going to sound very good.
When the thing is for the listener is going to be, when did I stop talking and you started talking?
Yeah, it's going to be confusing.
It's okay. You know, it's fine. People will muddle through.
Yeah.
But I seriously wonder, like, I feel like I got stealth disowned by my family.
Oh, yeah? Like, you weren't even aware?
I had no idea I was not in. I thought I was in great with these people.
Yeah?
One time when me and
Teresa... Do you
feel
like you perform well at family functions? Do you make a good impression?
I mean, the last time I had to go... The last time there was a major family function, mm-hmm. I was, you know, 18.
Okay.
But I don't feel like... It's not like I got drunk.
How'd you do, though?
I got drunk and I vomited in the punch.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so it was fun.
I think your wedding's probably going to be really good.
I'm a party starter,
sure.
Jordan. I'm a party starter.
Got to start the party.
What do you think, like, it's probably because they disapprove of Teresa, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, that's kind of the elephant in the room, I think.
I think they don't like that Teresa is getting an advanced degree so she can pursue a professional career.
Mm-hmm.
They were disappointed. They thought
that's a little snobby.
Yeah, it's kind of snobby. I don't think they like that Teresa is kind to everyone she meets.
Yeah.
She's too polite.
You
got to
wonder about her motives.
Exactly. She's too polite. She's mm-hmm. like that Barack Obama.
Mm,
just
yeah.
a little
don't get
bit
me started on
too,
that guy.
Just a little bit too nice.
Mm-hmm.
Where do her loyalties lie?
Yeah.
She too has also, it's probably because she's mixed ethnicity, don't you think?
That's also an issue.
Because she's part German, part British.
Oof. Yeah. Right? I mean, two pretty untrustworthy cultures.
You certainly, for us here in the United States, I wouldn't trust either of them. That's the end of my nose. It's weird, though.
Big hook nose.
Here's the question, Jordan.
Hmm.
If you don't go to the weddings, what do you go to?
Well, nothing. Basically, wedding is the number one, you know. You are basically... jettisoning yourself from that family member.
And I want to say also that other parts, every other demographic group in this wedding list is coming to my wedding. Teresa's family are all coming. There's going to be 50 of them,
mm-hmm.
literally 50 of them. My friends have really, I'm really happy. Like all my friends, I feel like are coming, you
sure.
know, including some who have to fly in and that kind of thing.
People are flying in.
Yeah, people are flying in. Brian back in Business Lane, he's flying in.
Yeah.
God bless him for it. You mm-hmm. know, it's really nice. It's nice to know that, you know, your friend wants to fly in from somewhere to come to your wedding. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
But my actual family members, the ones who saw me running around naked when I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Not coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, in reality, though, I mean, you don't maintain a close relationship, though.
No.
Yeah. I know. I can see how you feel, but...
I don't write them a lot of, like, notes.
Yeah, not a lot of mash notes for your auntie.
I do. I have made some mash notes for my auntie, but you're right in saying that not a lot of them.
Sure. Not enough.
Maybe she was just upset because she found out that she was going to be... maybe she's just upset because she found out that she was going to be living in a hovel instead of a mansion.
Yeah.
She was hoping for a mansion.
Yeah. And then she was all excited because she was getting to marry Heath Ledger, and then he died.
One of my aunts, Jordan.
Is that how you play MASH?
Yeah, exactly. I think that is how you play it.
Thank you.
One of my aunts sent my mom an email.
Mm-hmm.
There's two primary reasons that she and her husband and children are apparently not coming to my wedding, Jordan.
Okay.
Number one.
Donks.
She unexpectedly... has to pay about $15,000 in quarterly expected income taxes.
Okay.
So she doesn't have the money.
Oh.
Jordan,
but
do you have idea
you're
how rich you have to be? How much income you have to make in order to have to pay $15,000 in quarterly taxes?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket.
That means she made like $400,000 last year, Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. So she's crying poverty. There's two reasons she's crying poverty here, Jordan.
Sure.
Number one is the aforementioned tax situation. Number two, well, she and my uncle have already booked tickets to go on the Dave Koz smooth jazz cruise.
Oh, well, I mean, that only comes around 5 or 6 times a year.
I know.
Is Dave Koz is going to be there? It's not just a Dave Koz impersonator?
It's the real Dave Koz, I guess.
Boy, man, yeah, that was my
probably
big
some
mistake.
Some of his favorite sidemen are going to be playing rare solo gigs.
Yeah, well, when you go on the Neil Sedaka, cruise,
he's just a Neil Sedaka impersonator.
Sometimes
I learned that one the hard way.
Sure, but I mean, Dave Koz.
If you catch my drift,
Dave
Jordan.
Koz is still going
Jordan,
on all his own cruises.
If you catch my drift,
oh, you fucked it.
Well, I was going to until I found a boner.
Sure.
Anyway.
Wait,
no. I guess if it's a Neil Sedaka impersonator, would that be a female impersonating Neil Sedaka, or would that be...
It would be, yeah.
This is what that is.
Neil Sedaka is a woman.
It's
a real guy is a woman.
No, it would be a man...
Sure.
...doing what would it be like if Neil Sedaka was
Neil
a woman.
Sedaka.
Yeah, portraying that character.
Sure.
Well, it's less of a character, more of a fantasy.
A decadent Caligulan fantasy.
Anyway, I just don't. It's terrible. It's so. It's like really painful for me, Jordan. Like I
yeah,
really
is it,
am.
Is
I'm
it though? I mean, I'm thinking maybe you're feeling pain where you don't need to.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about just like the time you spend cultivating relationships. Like,
yeah.
It takes X amount of effort to make sure somebody stays in your life. It takes X amount of phone calls.
Yeah, you go to the wedding.
Yeah.
It's not like
but I'm just saying like
these people are directly related to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It seems like forget about that. You know,
I spent a fair amount of time with them when I lived in Washington D.C. for a couple summers.
Okay.
We went over to their house for dinner on a number of occasions.
Sure.
We celebrated the 4th of July with them.
But I mean, think about the time you've spent cultivating relationships, and if there's like, yeah, I mean, it's like where's that relationship cultivating time going? Coco's coming to the wedding.
No, she isn't.
So don't. Oh, what's she got going?
She's staying home with cider.
Oh,
she would disrupt the wedding.
Yeah, that's true. She's rowdy.
She would try and chew on the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She would just run into the wedding.
She would poop the wedding.
She would run into the wedding with a sock in her mouth, just flinging her head from left to right.
Mm-hmm. But if the people who you've, you know, spent your time, you know, having a relationship with are coming, should that seem like the people you want there anyways?
But aren't your family members...
You just want more presents. Is this a presents thing?
No, this is not. I'm sure that I anticipate that they'll probably send presents anyway.
Sure. Well, there you go.
You'll
get your fucking Dutch oven that you won't shut up about.
Have you been talking to that Neil Sedaka impersonator?
Yeah, I have.
Anyway, so Jordan.
Yeah.
There's two things going on here. Number one is I had felt like all my relatives live very far from me, but I've shared Thanksgivings with them and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had felt like even though those are the people who, even though they live far away and you don't necessarily talk anytime, you're still family and you're there when it counts.
Okay.
That's number one thing I felt like. Number two, Teresa has thousands of family members descending on this event, and I just hoped I would be able to get together, if not a battalion, at least a squadron, to go up against. Because you know what's going to be, what's going to happen, Jordan?
Family fight. I know what a wedding is.
We're going to have.
I know that the families,
the bride's family on one side and the groom's family on the other side, and the foundations of the church are going to break. As the entire church tilts over, bride's word.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Bride's word.
Yeah, bride's word.
Hmm.
I'm not afraid to say what this is really about, Jordan.
It's about a church tipping bride's word.
I've already made my peace with the fact that Teresa's cousin was on American Idol and my cousin got kidnapped in the middle of the night and sent to reform school. Okay?
Yeah.
I've already made my peace with that, Jordan.
With the cousin disparity?
Yeah. I've made my peace with that. But all I ask is they take a leave of absence, kidnap that cousin back from the reform school, and bring him out to California for my wedding.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll feel differently about it if a wedding time ever comes for me. But right now, when I think I might have a similar situation because I don't have a, I don't have, I mean, it sounds like your extended family might even be a little closer than mine. I mean, mine's, you know, kind of a little bit of a memory at this point. Yeah, I can think of a couple of aunts who would come to my wedding, but, yeah, I don't. I imagine that that I'm gonna have a pretty.
I was excited about my family coming together.
Yeah,
that's the honestly. Okay. Like, I was really excited that everyone would be there and we'd all be celebrating this amazing event. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
And
but the dudes are gonna be there.
Yeah, the dudes are gonna.
Who do you want
to
hang out with at the wedding, anyways? You want to hang out with boring old Grandma Underpants?
I was hoping.
Or do you want to hang out with the dudes?
I want to hang out with Dave Koz.
Yeah, he can't be there because he has that cruise.
Blow that horn, Dave. Blow that horn. That's what I would say, as I once said to that Neil Sedaka impersonator.
Well, yeah. Well, think about it that way. Like, think about you have X amount of time at the wedding,
right?
You have the wedding, and then you have 4 or 5 hours at the reception.
Uh-huh.
Who do you want to hang out with? Now there's not going to be any boring old grannies that you have to make small talk with.
Yeah, there is. Teresa's grannies.
There will be fewer boring old grannies you have to make small talk with, and it's more time to hang out with the buds.
This is what's going to happen, Jordan.
What?
I'm going to think that I'm going to get to hang out with my buds.
Sure.
This is what's actually going to happen. I'm going to hang out with Teresa's 12,000 aunts, uncles, and cousins.
Yeah,
they're gonna be. That's gonna be
well,
my wedding.
Well, there you go. Just think about it that way. They demand all your time, anyways. So,
okay, fair enough. I just thought, you know, you can make the pieces of the pie smaller by bringing in more people on the other side. You see what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
You can't change the. Do you see where I'm? Do you understand that I can?
Yeah, I see that thing you're
with
doing. Yeah.
Right.
Simple math.
Well, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan,
Jesse, you're a little, you seem a little down after that last bit.
You know what? I went into it thinking I could make it into a bit.
It's been 4 or 5 hours.
I know.
Since we recorded that.
I know. God.
That huge puss on your face.
Way to break the fourth wall, Jordan.
Yeah, sorry.
Or as I call it, the third earphone.
I've pulled back the curtain, and Oz is mopey.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
How about this? Well, okay. Maybe it'll cheer you up if we talked about a fun aspect of the wedding, which is the bachelor party.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's go.
Okay.
You're in charge.
Well,
okay, number one, I've deputized you to be in charge of this operation.
But I don't even get the best man title. Doesn't that seem like a big fuck you?
Yeah, no, it was designed
as a fuck
you. Doesn't
that seem like a hearty fuck you?
It was designed as a fuck you. I mean, okay. I put the whole thing together as a fuck you. The fact of the matter is that I have a brother who's 18 years old.
Yeah.
He needs the kind of milestone in his life that being the best man at a wedding would bring him. You see what I'm saying here, Jordan? He's at that point in his life, but he's not at a point in his life where he knows how to have a good time.
Gotcha.
He still thinks having a good time involves Mario Kart.
Yeah, what an asshole. Jeez, man. I know types like that.
Only stupid little kids like video games, Jordan.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying here?
I would go as far as to say babies.
Yeah, fucking little wah-wah babies.
Babies, babers.
Wah-wah. Baby wants a Wiimote.
Yeah. Anyways... So, actually, and I kind of want to actually direct this next thing to the audience. I need a little bit of help.
People out there in the audience. People who know us.
Sure.
They've gotten to know us, these 1 years.
Yeah. Sure. I'm sure. Yeah. You know what we're about. And I'm
Maybe you've even had your picture taken with one of us.
Perhaps.
At a live event.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've attended a meetup at IKEA.
Maybe you're Cracksworth or Wadeward.
Hell. You know, maybe you're Ebeth.
No, I don't think you are. Anyways.
I'm certainly not.
Nah. Okay. I've planned a bachelor party. This is bachelor party numero dos for me.
I'm going to offer you, this is going to be one of the challenges, Jordan. I don't like anything.
This is the issue.
Especially fun.
Yeah. This is okay. And this okay, I have to plan. Now last time I had to plan a bachelor party for a guy, and there were some limitations on this dude. This is my best buddy from high school, Ryan. I planned his bachelor party, and he made the no female nudity clause. And that he wanted to kind of keep it local in Orange County.
I definitely want to keep it in Orange County.
Yeah.
Can we go to...
You'd like to keep it at the Irvine Spectrum Entertainment Center specifically.
Well, I mean, if I can drill down a little bit here, I'm hoping to have the whole thing in the store that sells only things that glow in the dark.
Okay.
Maybe the magic store too, but I want to focus on the glow in the dark stuff store.
So already I kind of had two just kind of bachelor party fallbacks.
Right. The Irvine
eliminated.
Spectrum.
I was saying with those two limitations, I had to, you know, kind of some limitations placed on it, but it turned out to be really good. Actually, we went paintballing in the day.
During the day.
Because he likes the outdoors and is warlike.
Right.
So that helped. And then...
Now I, in contrast... I hate the outdoors.
Hate the outdoors.
And I am belligerent.
Yes.
Not warlike, but belligerent.
Sure. And then in the evening, we actually did go to the Irvine Spectrum to Dave and Buster's, which is a big, it's like a TGI Fridays with video games, I guess is the best way to describe it. And we all had drinks and cigars and played video games and had a lovely time. Basically, all that's out for you.
Yeah. So especially the loveliness.
Sure. And
I'm about the least lovely person what there be.
And also, you know, and there's no, and you you also have to be in bed by 10 or you get a headache. So well, here's you see
Jordan,
my conundrum.
Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that out the window.
Wow.
I don't have to be
How
in bed
late
by
are
10.
You prepared to stay up, Jesse?
I don't know. How crazy can we get? 11:15?
Well, here's the, I mean, and I don't want to present you all these options because I would like there to be a surprise element.
That's
I just
part
say,
of the fun.
I've been talking with some of the other dudes, and we do want to make this a little bit of a surprise.
Okay, so the part of the thing is you don't want to tell me if it's Vegas or Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Either way, we're taking the old people bus there.
Sure.
But you're not going to tell me which place.
Yeah, we're taking the Pacific Cruiser.
Have you ever taken that free gambling bus to Atlantic City?
I haven't.
That is a long journey. You're gonna want to bring some sandwiches, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you taken that?
Oh, yeah, many times. I much prefer Atlantic City to Vegas.
Yeah.
So when I do my gambling, there's only a few casinos
what
in Atlantic
state is
City.
Atlantic City? Is it in Nevada?
It's in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So there's only a few casinos that'll still run the bus all the way out here.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of times they'll charge you $5 or $10.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it because you got the boardwalk there.
Yeah.
You got gambling. And I'm not going to front a lot of really cool Jersey dudes.
Sure.
Just dudes that I want to hang out with. You know what I mean? Just like
ankle socks, Nikes.
Oh man, just like a really cool, like some shiny square-toed shoes, and just like a super stripy shirt untucked, and like a black sport coat over it.
Untucked.
Just like really cool dudes, the kind of dudes who you could really borrow some hair gel from. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I need some help from listeners, and I know, and you know, naturally we kind of want there to be a surprise element, so I mean, I guess we can't post it in the forum, but people can send me a PM on the forum,
right?
A personal message, or
your username on the forum is Jordan.
It is Jordan. And I mean, also I think I have a bunch of MySpace friends from the podcast, so I mean, a MySpace message will be fine. It's myspace.com/JordanDMorris.
Jordan D. Morris. The D is a cool way of saying the.
Yeah,
Jordan
D.
The
Morris.
Morris is like a crazy, just a really crazy twist on a classic name.
So that's it, and I've given my mailing address on here before, so feel free to just drop me a postie.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I call a postcard.
Sure. Would you prefer, let me ask you this just real quick, would you prefer a wooden postcard if they can get it, if they live near a tourist shop or novelty store?
If I can get one of those with the copper beaten right. down around the postcard, maybe that right. has an Indian on the front.
Right. But to be clear, preferable. This is what's important, Jordan, yeah. to remember from this whole show. The whole show, this is the take home. If you're going to send one of those postcards, you have to use a first-class stamp, not a postcard stamp.
Right.
Anyway.
Heavy, heavier.
I think so we can
anyways,
end on
any,
that.
Any
okay,
any
go ahead.
Ideas?
I mean, I thought we could end on that, but go ahead. No, it's fine. I thought we could just end on the important shit. But
no, we're going to keep going.
Go on with the frivolity. That's fine.
Oh, and this all has to take place in kind of the San Francisco-ish Bay Area.
Yeah, we're looking at San Francisco here.
So let me ask you. Okay, so you don't like female nudity, right? This is not something you like. You're against women. Women not having clothes on at any point.
Here's the thing, Jordan.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
As a general rule,
women should be clothed.
As a general rule, you know, I'm as gay as the day is long.
Sure. A real puff.
Here's the thing, though. I am having a bachelor party.
Sure.
And I feel like if I'm gonna do depraved stuff...
Right.
Now, normally, what somebody does when they do depraved stuff is they get really drunk first, and then they say, oh, man, I was really wasted.
Sure.
Now, I don't drink.
Oh, that's, yes, it's another Jesse limitation I forgot to mention. No drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, no drugs or alcohol. Anyway. Well, I mean, I won't be having any drugs or alcohol. I don't think I'm going to break that one. I don't. If other people are going to be drinking, to some extent, at the very least.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want anybody passing out, but I'm sure other
yeah,
people
no, that's
are going to be having some drinks, so they're not going to have any Ooh. Fun. But here's what I'm saying. I don't have that. This is going to be the one window in my life where if I do something depraved, I can go like, that was my bachelor party.
Sure.
Because here's the bad news. I really love Teresa.
Sure.
I think I'm going to be sticking around.
Sure.
And... So I'm probably never going to be depraved ever again.
Yeah.
So I'm of two minds about it. Is the answer to that question?
Of the okay.
About with regard to nudity.
Oh, interesting. I thought maybe you had ruled it out entirely.
I haven't ruled it out.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I haven't ruled it out. I haven't ruled it in. I'm not demanding it.
Sure.
But I'm seriously considering it.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well. Hmm.
Now, here's a catch, though.
A new wrinkle in my slacks.
Normally, what I would do, if I was a normal person, the whole idea does make me a little uncomfortable, so I would get a little drunk first.
Sure.
That's not in the cards.
No. Well, okay, I was going to suggest this as kind of a buffer. Maybe it's not necessary, but I was going to suggest this. What about like a saucy burlesque show?
Yeah, that sounds great. What if we just got Tyler to give me a hand job?
Yeah, and Tyler, our friend from college?
Yeah, our buddy from college, Tyler.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Our male buddy from college.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would give us a hand job. He's been on Jordan Jesse Go before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's
loyal fans
dude.
Know who Tyler is.
Sure.
He'd do it.
Hmm.
He feels really bad because he's not going to be at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, he's not. That's true.
He's got a buddy's wedding he's officiating at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that out there. That's a possible compromises.
Hand job from an old friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you finish up, you clean up, you hand him a eucalyptus towelette,
mm-hmm.
and clean up, smell good, give him a
Whoa,
hug.
Whoa! That
Thanks,
came
buddy.
Off. Something came off the mic.
For the benefit of the listener, Jordan was touching something and broke it.
I didn't. I just, a clip came off. You can clip that on there
you
pretty
just clip
easily.
That
just
back
clip
on
that
there.
Back.
Clip that back on there, Jordan. Clip that back on there. So explain to the listener what you're looking for from the listener.
So, yes. So a suggestion... suggestions from the listeners, something, a bachelor party I can throw. We're talking, we have about 10 dudes.
Yeah, looking at about 10 dudes, maybe.
10 dudes, maybe 15, 10 20
to 15.
Dudes. 10 to 20 dudes.
Yeah.
San Francisco,
California.
The groom to be, not a drinker.
No.
Does not care for nature.
Yeah, I'm at best ambivalent about nature. Yeah.
Sure. And but you've said you're willing to stay up.
Yeah.
And maybe you would consider some degree of nudity.
Yes.
You're open to some degree of nudity, perhaps. And okay, so maybe yeah. So maybe if someone knows a tasteful, saucy, you know, burlesque organization in San Francisco. maybe that's something you can suggest. But also, yeah, just maybe something a little more, something out of the box, out of the bachelor party box that we can do.
Out of the box.
Sure.
I won't smoke a cigar, but I'll chomp on it.
Nah. Maybe you'll throw a cigar.
I'll chomp on an unlit cigar.
Maybe you'll throw a cigar at a bird.
I mean, I'll rub it, you know?
Yeah.
Get one of these.
It's good for the pores. You should be rubbing them anyways.
Oh, I do. That's what I'm saying.
You do a cigar
But I don't
rub?
Usually get to do it with the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You see
just
what
do
I'm
it for
saying?
Some, with some could, cigarellos from 7-Eleven.
Do you think you could get us some
Swiffer sweets?
Some Cubans? Do you think you could get us some Cubans?
Yeah.
The problem with the ones that I use from 7-Eleven, they make me smell like strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I just buy whatever kind people only sell in the liquor store because people take the tobacco out.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? That's the only kind I usually use for rubbing.
Yeah.
In fact, I've asked.
We can get some quality rubs.
Okay, great. Well, then why do you?
So we're
even
just
going to
hang
listeners?
Out and rub cigars on ourselves. There you go. Well, maybe I don't even need this anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have an idea. You can send Jordan a MySpace message.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it in.
Yeah, you can call. But I mean, you know, I would like surprise to be.
Yeah. So you could call
but
it
yeah,
in.
Call
sort
it
of
in. But yeah.
Talk around it for a while.
Yeah. Maybe just say, hey, if this is Jesse, stop listening. And then I can just
okay.
listen.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And yeah, and you can send Jordan a PM.
Yeah.
On the message board, or you can send him a message, Jordan D. Morris, myspace.com/JordanDMorris.
That's the one.
You can remember it because it's sort of like a urban version of Jordan the Morris.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Yes.
You're working in a major American city.
Mm-hmm.
You're working with people from all different backgrounds.
Yes.
Let's just say you want to learn a language other than English. Which one would you choose?
Spanish.
Now, let's just say you wanted to learn Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
What Mexican state would you choose in which to study Spanish in a surprisingly fun, engaging, conversational manner?
I'd say Oaxaca.
Absolutely, Oaxaca.
Yeah.
You would study Spanish in Oaxaca.
Jesse, what's the program for me?
Well, I say that you should visit studyspanishinoaxaca.com. That's the place to go to, Jordan.
That's the internet site to start my journey.
Absolutely. And you can find out all about how you can, number one, study Spanish in Oaxaca. Number two, stay with a Oaxacan family to make your immersive experience more complete. You see what I'm saying, Jordan?
Sounds neat.
But, Jordan.
Yes.
Let's just say that you want to attend the Español Interactivo Spanish School.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that the Interactivo Spanish School costs one unit of tuition, but you only have 0.9 units of tuition to spend. Sounds like you're out of luck, right?
Well, I mean, unless there's some kind of discount, yeah.
Well, Jordan.
What?
Look me in the eyes.
Yes.
Are there benefits to being a Jordan Jesse Go listener?
Well, I mean, there's not discounts.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Better than AAA. 10% off at the Español Interactivo Language School in beautiful Oaxaca, Mexico, which I will repeat, I have been to and is really amazing and great place. It is the best place I have ever been to for a person to visit in Mexico who's not super adventurous, who's interested in doing something besides going to Cabo Wabo, but is afraid of possible uprisings in Chiapas, for example.
Sure.
Now, granted, there have been a few uprisings in Oaxaca, I think.
Nothing
but that's
to be
in the
too
past.
Concerned about.
Nothing to be worried about. Study Spanish in Oaxaca. At the end of the day, that's what you need to do. Study Spanish in Oaxaca. And the website that's going to take you there, studyspanishinoaxaca.com. Now, Jordan.
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
I know that you're a good speller.
Sure.
Can you spell Oaxaca?
No. I need someone to spell it for me.
Well, it's spelled O-A-X-A-C-A. Here's a little tool you can use to remember it, Jordan. Studying Spanish in Oaxaca. It's as simple as O-A-X-A-C-A.
Oh, that's good. That's catchy.
Thank you.
Mnemonics, right?
It's called mnemonics. It's a way to control pets' minds.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
So on the last week's show, we asked for simple recipes with awesome results. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people posted really cool recipes on the message board. Some of them were dubious, but they insisted they were delicious. Mm-hmm. So I urge you to check out the thread for episode 65 on the message board. However, if you want some cool recipes, but you can't read, we can still help you. You see what I'm saying?
You're going to play some audio recipes.
Absolutely. You bet your ass I am.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. This is Kevin from Chicago. Just heard you talking about calling in with recipes. This goes back to, you know, being a kid and having a mom that only had Diet Coke in the house. So what I did one day was I mixed it with apples, which was the other thing we had in the house. About a quarter of the, you know, a quarter of the cup Diet Coke and the rest apple juice. It for some reason gets really sweet and it's just so fucking delicious. Now I'm like 26 and I still like will make it and drink it, and it's the only reason I buy Diet Coke. All right, take care, guys. Bye.
Listen to his commitment. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's a man who knows what he needs to slake his thirst. 1/4 Diet Coke, 3/4 apple juice.
Sounds gross.
I bet it's amazing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we said that root beer coffee was gross, didn't we?
And that turned out to be amazing.
It turned out to be amazing in theory. We're told that it's amazing.
I'm not going to. Sure.
I'm not going to try it.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
It'll leave a gross taste in our mouths.
I'm not crazy.
Jordan, Jesse, Go. Robert, New York City, a.k.a. King Griba. Calling with an amazing, simple recipe. Two ingredients. One is macaroni and cheese, which I suppose has more ingredients than that, but you can get it just, you know, from your local Whole Foods. You know, a lot of places have macaroni and cheese these days. Ingredient two, spicy brown mustard. Hopefully in packets, like a Gulden's packet. Again, also available at Whole Foods. But you take the macaroni and cheese, you put on some spicy brown mustard, maybe add a little bit of pepper if you want a third ingredient to flavor. Holy crap. Holy crap, is that good? Mustard on macaroni and cheese? Yes. Try.
Yes, he says.
I had macaroni and cheese with peas inside it the other day.
No.
Peas.
Peas, Jordan.
Delicious.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Green peas.
That's disgusting.
That was real good.
That's way grosser. This one is not so much gross, I would say, as it is elitist.
Yeah.
Sorry we can't all afford to go head down to our local Whole Foods to pick up some mac and cheese.
Gluten's.
Sorry, King Gribo.
Yeah, geez, man.
Sorry, we're not all rich from, you know, being the monitor of the Showdown Forum, the Maximum Fun Forums.
Yeah, too bad there's no more room in your ivory tower because your head's gotten so fat.
Yeah, just because you found out what the greatest historical era of all time is.
I like that this recipe, you can kind of like understand, you can kind of see its inception. It was just a guy.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like from having two things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's where most recipes come from, two ingredients.
Yeah, maybe having eaten macaroni and cheese a few too many times in a row and it's like, well, fuck, I'll just put a little mustard on it.
It's like when you're listening to The Splendid Table with Lynn Rossetto Casper, and she has her refrigerator challenge where you call up and tell her what you've got in the refrigerator, and then she tells you what to make out of it. In this case, it's as though someone called up and said, I've got some macaroni and cheese and some brown mustard, and she recommended that they make macaroni and cheese dipped in brown mustard.
Yep.
Hi, Jordan and Jesse. Hi, Jordan and Jesse. This is Jake from Seattle. If you take a dill pickle and put it in a hot dog bun, put ketchup and mustard on it, it's called a diller. It's really good. Bye.
I found out what the other recipes were missing, Jordan. A kick-ass name.
Yeah. Sounds like Double Dare recipes
it's
to me.
It's called a diller, Jordan. It's not
Where'd
a diller.
You learn these, Mark hey,
Jordan,
Summers.
This is serious. It has a name. It's called a diller,
I'm
Jordan.
I'm just saying it sounds like Mark Summers, host of Family Double Dare, Super Sloppy Double Dare, and of course, Original Double Dare invented.
Like, Jordan, I'd like to see diller compete in the new showdown on the Maximum Fun forums, which is Sandwich Showdown.
No.
We're finding out what the best sandwich is. In fact, King Grebo, who called in with the recipe for mac and cheese, he's in charge of this whole operation. Best sandwich. We already found out what the best historical era is.
No, what was it?
Jazz Age.
Oh, good.
Surprise, though, right?
Sure.
That's a surprise. I thought that was a surprise winner.
Yeah.
My money for sure was on the Pharaohs.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pharaohs.
King Tutankhamun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, you know, turns out to be the Jazz Age.
That's good.
I figured either the Pharaohs or sometime when, you know, there was at least like, you know, no Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
Where women could vote. I guess women could vote in the Jazz Age.
Yeah.
That was the first time women could
That's
vote.
That's good. And then also Jews didn't have to build pyramids.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what's important, ultimately. But the new thing that's what's important is what's better, a Big Mac or a Monte Cristo. You see what I'm saying?
That is important.
Anyway, it's all online, MaximumFun.org/forum. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, this show isn't just about us.
No!
It's mostly about us.
Yes.
Partly about Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Partly about donks.
Yeah.
Partly about the people.
Yeah.
The fans,
it
Jordan.
It is 8% about you guys.
That's probably ambitious.
Yeah, I know.
6%.
Yeah.
But you know
a
what?
More realistic.
How about this? We promise to send you a thing that says you're 6% of the show, and if you feel like you're not enough of the show, you can kind of fill it in so it looks like 8% before you get your parents to sign it. We will need your parents to sign it so that we know that they've seen it.
Yeah.
So I don't want people sneaking around, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On their parents or on us.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go to the telephones.
I wanted to call and ask if you guys heard about this. This came out a while ago, and I just thought of calling to tell you. You know, fan fiction is pretty great, and there's a lot of weird fan fiction. But I saw the other day, released, I guess, on the internet only, Battlestar Galactica meets the Terminator fan fiction, which is awesome to begin with. But all the characters are from Dig Nation and old Tech TV hosts. So it's Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht, and like Leo Laporte is in there. It doesn't make any sense, but I thought it was amazing, and I thought you guys might like it too. Bye.
So let's be clear here. What this is it's set in a collision of worlds.
Sure.
The collision
is...
Well,
this is assuming that the Battlestar Galactica world is the same as the Terminator world.
Right, exactly.
Although that doesn't... Knowing what I know about Battlestar Galactica, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
So would you say that Leo Laporte probably plays Edward James Olmos's role as the wizened old captain of the...
Yeah, I don't understand
Battlestar
this.
Class ship...
I don't understand
Galactica?
This at all. This sounds like, yeah, is it they
or do you
are
think,
the characters or they are characters
who, do you
in
think
this?
Leo Laporte is the Terminator?
I don't know who Leo Laporte is. He's like a Mac guy.
He's a tech commentator.
Hmm.
Probably tech commentator Leo Laporte. I can't be sure of it. Leo Laporte from Laporte on Computers, which used to be on late nights on the sports talk station.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that he is probably the lady president who has a sort of hot and cold relationship with Edward James Olmos.
Who's Linda Hamilton?
Linda Hamilton, I think, is Wonder Woman. Isn't Linda Hamilton Wonder Woman?
Linda Hamilton played she's a Sarah Connor.
Oh.
Is that Linda Hamilton? Am I getting that name right?
No, I think that's the name of Wonder Woman.
Look it up.
Okay. No, you mean me?
Yeah, you look
you
it up
giving,
now. No,
I don't
you look,
look
it up.
It
you're
up
nearest
right
the
now.
Computer.
Okay, I'm going
to put this Linda Hamilton thing to bed.
Should I just type in Linda just, Hamilton?
No, IMDb Terminator and see who the lead was.
Whatever. Look, I don't care. She's a Saturn Award-winning, Emmy and Golden Globe-nominated American actress, best known for
Saturn Award.
Best
probably
known
a sci-fi award
for her roles as Sarah Connor in the Terminator and its
there
sequel.
There you go.
Okay.
She's married to Cameron for a while.
Okay, fair enough. Cameron Diaz?
John Cameron Mitchell.
Oh, John Cameron Mitchell.
Yeah, I call him by his middle name.
Jordan, we should work on some fan fiction. I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking right now, okay? Hedwig
yeah.
is partnered with Scully
yeah.
from the X-Files, and they have one
they
of those...
They fly around in the car from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Boom, fanfic.
But Jordan, here's what? The thing. They don't fly it around in the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang world. They fly it around in the world from Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, man. Nazi,
you see what I'm saying?
You mean Nazi Germany?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Well, they need bad guys.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying here, Jordan? Mm-hmm. Do you follow?
I do.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And the Nazis are played by Hulk's Lou Ferrigno.
Fine.
In different hats and stuff to suggest different characters.
Yeah.
Sort of an acting exercise.
Hey, JJ Go, this is Anne from Sacramento, and I'm calling...
Jordan.
Yeah.
Periodically on the program, we like to celebrate something called a momentous occasion.
Sure.
This is something amazing that happens in someone's life. They call in and tell us either immediately in the aftermath or preferably during.
Yeah.
Here's an example.
Hey, JJ Go, this is Anne from Sacramento, and I'm calling because I've been growing my dreadlocks for 8 years, and I've just decided that it's time to shave them all off, and I'm going bald. Here we go. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Anne, you sound white. That was the right decision.
That was the right call.
That was the right decision.
Anne... Black folks grow dreadlocks because it is a natural state, not the natural state, but a natural state of black folks' hair. White people grow dreadlocks because they're dirt enthusiasts.
And if you are, in fact, African-American, we apologize.
If you are, yes, absolutely. We're making presumptions. We're speaking out of school here.
We're just assuming that just whites listen to this.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty white thing we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're very white people.
Sure.
I'm not going to pretend like
whitest.
We're not. I mean, Jordan,
exceptionally.
Jordan, I am probably the single whitest person ever to grow up in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I am the very definition of whiteness.
Although I'm not the whitest guy to grow up in Orange County, though.
That's true.
I'm maybe one of the least white. But so in a way...
Jordan, that's like saying you're the, you know, you're not the best quality, you're not the worst quality control guy in the Soviet space fleet team.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Poignant.
It's a modest distinction.
Yeah.
That could lead to the death of thousands of cosmonauts.
I still have a distinction, and that's what counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Max from Florida. I just found my dad's porn. It's Girls Gone Wild, Wildest Bar in America, and Playboy Playmates Special Edition. And, pretty creepy considering my dad is 60 and I found it right by the refrigerator. Thanks for the show. Bye.
Well, that's a good start, but there's a whole other world of pornography. What's this young man, Ethan?
That was Max.
Max.
Yeah, Max.
I
think what Max doesn't know yet is that his dad is a really classy guy.
Yeah, he is a
that's
pretty
why
classy
he got, that's
guy.
Why his dad got the special edition.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying here?
It's the Criterion.
Exactly.
Director's commentary.
It's got a commentary from the director, mm-hmm. plus a bonus commentary by Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the fans out there.
A.O. Scott.
Exactly. A.O. Scott does a little commentary on
that's
there.
That's nice.
He's got a sit-down with the stars and Elvis Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying, Jordan? It's the special edition.
Charlie Rose is involved.
The other thing that Max doesn't realize yet, still a young man, he doesn't realize yet, porn has to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
It can degrade very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to look at wilted porn.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what this is about. Nobody wants to look. At wilted porn.
Do you think that this is just the dad's preference, or do you think maybe there's some more intense pornography hanging around?
Do you think he prefers colder porn? Yeah. Or physically colder.
Yeah, maybe if he looked in the freezer.
Yeah, he could find the really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find any of your dad's porn?
My dad was a Playboy collector.
Right.
My dad had a lot of Playboys.
Really?
Like an intense amount of Playboys.
Wow.
Pretty easy to get.
Did that make you popular before the internet existed?
Yeah. No, I mean, there was definitely a period where there was a lot of, like, Playboy looking at parties.
Right.
At my house. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it was a real commodity. It was a real, like, you know, it's like having a Wii these days.
My dad had a Playboy Celebrity Playmate book.
Mm-hmm.
It was all the celebrity playmates from Playboy.
But, like your LaToya Jacksons.
Yeah, exactly. But once my stepmother went on an extended trip and I found some hardcore pornography accidentally in my dad's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah.
It freaked me the fuck out. I mean, I don't know how old I was, like 12 or something like that. But I had just never seen
the inside of a vagina.
Just, yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, no, I remember that too.
It was a special interest pornography. I don't want to get into it. It wasn't a crazy special interest pornography, but it was
definitely.
It was much more specific than I had imagined pornography to be to that point.
This isn't just, you know, island escapade.
No, it was a particular. It was an enthusiast's pornography.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying, Jordan?
This is a Terminator meets Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I mean, this, to be clear, this was definitely a pornography that you could buy at the liquor store.
Sure.
It wasn't so weird that you had to go to a special store for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a specific. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Terrified
I remember
me.
That real
Terrified
closely,
me.
Too. Like after, you know, kind of a steady diet of the Playboys, then eventually seeing, you know, pornography, and then, you know, it being kind of upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? It's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you kind of have an idea of, like, well, I'm pretty familiar with a woman's body at this point. I've seen a few Playboys. I've seen the girls of Hooters. I've seen the girls of the Pac-10.
What?
That other business comes along.
You got to chalk that up. They're probably in the... I couldn't even think of a single college athletic conference besides the Pac-10.
Yeah.
I tried to go for this conference.
Oh, you had a conference joke.
Yeah, I was going to make a conference joke, and there's a conference that they created, and it has a funny name. It was created relatively recently. It's called, like, the great USA conference.
That's okay. It's fine.
Well, let's just go back to the phones, huh? Jordan.
Yeah.
That young man, Max,
mm-hmm.
he is building up steam to do something like what our next caller has done. I think that young man, how old would you estimate? Somewhere between 13 and 16, right?
Yeah,
Max?
Yeah. Hard to say exactly.
12 to 16. There is something special in his future. This is what it is.
Hey there, Jordan, Jesse, go. Luke from Canada calling here. Calling about three momentous occasions, actually. One, I just graduated from high school yesterday. Two, first time I ever got drunk. And three, lost my virginity. So, keep up the good work, guys.
What happened is, he graduated from high school, panicked, and then went through all the coming-of-age stories he could think of.
Yeah.
He jumped off a bridge into the river.
Mm-hmm.
He
won the big game.
He won the big game, absolutely.
If there's some more stuff you can cram in there, dude, that'd be nice.
He got turned down by a college he wanted to go to, but then he got into a college he wanted to go to.
Yeah.
He realized
what's really important is family.
He went to the junior and senior proms.
Mm-hmm.
Both were on a boat.
He shot a guy and didn't tell anybody.
He found a dead body.
Mm-hmm. And he drove his car over the speed limit.
Speaking of which.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Brittany from Enfield, Connecticut, and I have a momentous occasion. I just got my driver's license, but the best part was I had to go with another student with my driving instructor, and it was a nun, but the nun failed for the second time. So just thought I'd share. Thanks. Bye.
It's important, Jordan.
Yeah.
Should not be letting nuns drive.
No, this is hard proof.
Jordan, there's only one thing more important than Well, there's two things more important than letting nuns drive. Number one is getting back at the United States Park Service. number two is...
Monks were prioritized.
Yeah. Number two is not letting monks drive.
Mm-hmm.
If monks can drive, that's when we know it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the kind of world we're living in right now, Jordan. Pigeons are flying into legs. Monks can drive.
Man.
You see what I'm saying here,
Jordan?
I don't
know who I feel worse for, the pigeons or the cars.
You got it. Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
La, la, la.
Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, you know what we're doing right now?
Hmm.
Wrapping it up.
Wrapping it up.
Bringing it home. The ship
round
is,
in third.
The ship is entering the harbor.
Sliding into home.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Action items on this week's program. Number one, Jordan. First action item.
Deliver a swift kick to the balls of the National Park Service.
Yeah, or at least tell us how we can do it collectively.
Sure.
I want something that the donks themselves would support. These are
so
not...
it has to involve alfalfa, basically, is the limitations on that.
These are miniature donkeys, not miniature terrorists, mm-hmm. Jordan.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this is a jihad in the meaning of jihad that means taking action against the National Park Service.
Mm-hmm.
And our options are open. See what I'm saying here, Jordan?
Yeah.
Options are open.
Mm-hmm.
206-984-4FUN is the number to call. Now, let's say you feel like you've really gotten to know me from the time listening to Jordan, Jesse, Go. Maybe even the sound of Young America. Who knows what else you might listen to? My mm-hmm. phone calls, maybe.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
If you're the U.S. government, if you're John Patriot Act.
Let's say you want to help out your buddy, Jordan, who, when you listen to the show, is the one that you like.
Sure.
He's the protagonist, while I am the antagonist.
Yeah, I'm just the one who tunes out more. That's what everyone else is saying.
I talked to Lonely Sandwich from You Look Nice today about the Monsters of Podcasting show.
Yeah.
And he was saying he felt bad because he didn't talk that much, and I told him he was my mom and dad's favorite at the show because when he did talk, he said something really funny, and they thought he was mysterious.
Yeah.
And he told me that he understood that and appreciated it. But the real reason he felt bad was because the reason he didn't talk wasn't so much because he didn't have anything to say, is because he kind of spaced out for a few long periods in the show.
Yeah, it'll happen.
And I was like, that really touched my heart.
That's good.
You know, that's how you know you're a winner.
Good job, Sandwich.
Exactly. Great work, Sandwich. What do you think we could get Sandwich into the best sandwiches poll?
A little too inside, maybe.
Yeah.
I think the thing about the battles is that everybody can relate.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody,
not everybody has hung out personally with Sandwich.
Everybody can, at the end of the day, everybody can compare a Monte Cristo to a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
Sure.
And come up with the obvious answer. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Nah.
But if you have ideas for Jesse's bachelor party, you can either... send them to Jordan on the MySpace at mm-hmm. myspace.com/JordanDMorris. Or you can send them to Jordan on the forum. You can send them via PM in the forum.
Sure.
His forum name is Jordan.
Yeah.
Very cryptic name. Mm-hmm. You can probably send him a direct message.
It's actually a reference to the second season of Doctor Who.
Gotcha.
So I know not a lot of people get that, but...
Jordan, you... are also on Twitter. They can send you a direct message
sure.
on Twitter. What's
not
your Twitter
a lot of,
called?
Yeah, gosh, I think it's Jordan_Morris.
Jordan_Morris. My Twitter is Young American. By the way, Jordan...
there's not a lot of room in that Twitter to send messages, so if you just want to find another way to get a hold of me, I'm looking for some...
but sometimes what's important gets through, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we're coming up on the 3 millionth download of The Sound of Young America, and I sent out a Twitter... what should we do to celebrate this? Mm-hmm. Somebody emailed me back, Pogs. And sometimes that's all you need. That
yeah.
Those characters are all you need. That's what?
Well,
five
what should
letters.
I do for Jesse's bachelor party? Pogs.
Jordan, if we're doing Pogs, I want a really good slammer.
Yeah. Not a pounder.
No, I want like one of those metal slammers.
No.
Have you seen those?
I think that's a pounder.
No, you're thinking of actress CCH Pounder.
Oh, from The Shield.
Yeah, the lady from The Shield.
Yeah, yeah.
She's South African.
Something.
She's very authoritative, that's
sure.
for sure.
Part was originally written for a man.
Really?
It was.
Now,
and she demanded to audition.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
That CCH Pounder, who is the commissioner from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
I don't know. Well, I didn't watch that as a kid. I'm only familiar with Rockapella, kind of.
Okay, well, I'm just throwing that out there. And also, was that person involved at all in MathNet on Square One?
Yeah, again, not a lot of PBS in our house growing up.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But what's pound cake?
Okay, what's pound cake? Let's close on that note. What's pound cake? Our theme music is Love You by The Free Design. Their really wonderful best of CD is called Kites Are Fun, The Best of The Free Design. It is available on Light in the Attic Records and is definitely worth purchasing. Somebody sent me an email to say they bought it because they heard our theme music and they felt like it had changed their life.
Yeah.
Swear to God, somebody really sent me that in an email.
It's intense.
It's wonderful. It's just a delight. It's just a lot of happiness in one CD.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a sponsor on Jordan Jesse Go, send me an email.
Please do that.
Jesse@MaximumFun.org. I think you might be surprised at, you know, we'll make it affordable for you.
Absolutely.
We'll throw you in there alongside studyspanishinoaxaca.com. You know what I'm saying, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a little fun banter about it.
Sure.
We like to work it in. Product integration.
Absolutely.
Live commercials.
Just like 30 Rock.
We'll be back in just a second. No, next week.
Yeah.
On Jordan Jesse Go.